Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, a fun technology show that's completely accessible and not full of confusing technical jargon. Can you imagine a radio show about technology without gigahertz this and megapixel that and terabyte this? Who needs that geek speak, I ask? You won't hear a lot of that here today. But while Tech Talk is a plain English show, we still cover all the coolest tech toys, including laptops, HD TVs, stereos, mobile phones, portable MP3 players, camcorders, GPS navigation units, and digital cameras. Basically, if it takes power, we cover it. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, the next generation in portable entertainment that combines music, photos, videos, radio, and wireless sharing features. The Microsoft Zune is now available. Visit zune.ca for more information. Well, last week on Tech Talk, it was part one of our back-to-school guide, a look at all the tech toys ideal for students, including digital pens that remember everything you write, smartphones that can be used to write out lectures while you're listening to them, MP3 players or digital voice recorders as well, USB memory keys, and of course, computers. But with so much to cover, I thought we'd extend the conversation to this week's show by taking calls about buying a new computer. Without question, an internet-connected computer is the most important piece of technology for students these days. I would say from middle school and up, grade 7 and up for sure. And so in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Intel Canada's Casey Tan, who will help us, he'll guide us on what to look for when shopping for a new laptop or desktop computer. And because a computer is really for anyone, you don't need to turn the dial if there's not a student in your home. I trust you'll find today's advice and tips ideal for anyone in the market for a new computer. Or maybe you've got one and you don't feel you're really using it using all of its features. We'll talk about some of the neat things you can do today. So let's open the lines now for anyone that has any questions and for those who want a plain English response about key features in a computer today. I know there are many questions out there, such as deciding between a laptop or a desktop, a Windows or Mac-based computer, how much RAM is enough, what is RAM, also known as system memory, how much hard drive space is enough, do you need a DVD burner, which is a recorder, or what about monitor size, and so on. You know the deal on Tech Talk. There are no dumb questions. We want to hear from you if you're in the market for a new computer. Casey Tan from Intel will be joining me very soon here in the studio to cover all the basics for you. I'll tell you about our grand prize in a moment. You're going to love it. But the numbers to call in are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255. That's a free call on your cell phone. Again, to ask questions on Tech Talk this hour, 416-872-1010. Outside of the Toronto area, it's simply 1-800-561-CFRB. And it's also free on your cell phone. Just punch in *8255 if you're not driving. That's *talk, and you'll reach us via your cell phone. All right, here's our prize for today. Once again, the fine folks at The Source by Circuit City has donated another Ladybug portable MP3 speaker dock. It's valued at $120. Basically, it's these speakers that fold out like Ladybug wings, hence the name, and you snap your iPod in the middle, and you'll hear your music through the speakers. You can connect another MP3 player too as well, such as a Zune, with the included cable that comes in the box. Other features include an integrated subwoofer for that low-end bass. It can take batteries or AC power. You get the plug in the box. A wireless remote and a travel case. And we're giving away a silver one today. It's also available in red at The Source. We're giving away a silver one valued at $120. So here's how we'll give away this iPod speaker system. Whoever gets on the air with a comment or question relating to our theme on buying a computer, they're eligible for a call back at the end of the show just before 1 p.m. If you answer the phone with today's secret phrase, the speaker dock is yours. What is today's secret phrase? It is, I'll give a hug for a free ladybug. That's right. We're giving away this Ladybug speaker dock from Vesta Life. And the secret phrase then, in order to win this, when we call you back at the end of the show, is I'll give a hug for a free ladybug. Don't say hello, because then we're going to go on to the next caller. So Dwayne, our tech op, will randomly pick a name from someone who's been on the air. Jill, our wonderful screener, will take your phone number and call somebody back randomly at the end of the show. So our theme again is what to look for when shopping for a new computer. It's timely. Kids are about to go back into the classroom. And we can talk about laptops or desktops, and we'll be soon introducing Casey Tan from Intel. But speaking of laptops, I just took a vacation with my family, and we rented a cottage for a week up in Collingwood. It's beautiful. But the only gadget I brought with me, aside from my cell phone, of course, was a laptop, because it was really all we needed for the entire week. I know, it's a cottage. You know, you shouldn't be bringing technology, you're thinking. But with three little kids, the laptop more than sufficed. That's all we needed, because we used it for many different things. And this is what I wanted to talk about. All the things, you know, that your computer has evolved into this digital Swiss Army knife, if you will. Does everything. My wife and I used it for our stereo while we were, you know, hanging on the backyard deck, listening to music while making dinner, for example, on the barbecue or making a fire. It was our stereo system. The kids played computer games on the days that it rained. So they were, you know, hanging out at the kitchen table. We connected a little gamepad to it, and they were able to play computer games on it. My wife, Kelly, and I sometimes watched DVD movies on it when we were hanging out, you know, getting ready for bed. Or I connected my BlackBerry to it like a modem and surfed the internet when I had to log online to read email. Every night, I copied all the photos and videos taken with my digital camera over to the laptop. So therefore, we saved it for, you know, for safekeeping, and so that we can all look at them. And then we deleted the photos off the memory card, put it back in the camera. So you get the idea. A laptop is very much like a digital Swiss Army knife today. And we used it for so many things while we were at the cottage. And the good news is that prices are dropping all the time, as we heard from last week's guest from Dell. Yet new features are being included all the time. And this is great, and it's a welcome trend. Lots of competition. There's a lot of laptop makers out there, HP and Dell and Toshiba and Acer and Apple and Sony and many others. So that competition breeds great pricing for the consumer. So that is what our theme is today, what to look for when shopping for a computer, whether it's a desktop or laptop. I'd love to introduce our guest for the hour. It's Intel Canada's Casey Tan. Welcome to Tech Talk, Casey.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on today.
It's great that you came down here to share your knowledge on what to look for, because it's very overwhelming. Especially for those who are not that tech savvy, you open up those electronic flyers that we get every week, yeah. And there's so many different prices out there, so many different computer makers. It can be pretty tough to know what to look for, so you can future-proof your investment. You don't want it outdated in 6 months.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, if we think about those electronic flyers, there's probably only a percentage of what's going to be on the shelf. So if you see something that you like when you walk in, you're going to be inundated with maybe almost 30 to 40 different laptops out there, or different desktops. So it can be very confusing for a lot of consumers today.
So my goal with you, Casey, is through this hour is to make sense of all the specs out there. You know, what is RAM? What is hard drive space? What are the pros and cons of various laptop screen sizes? We'll talk about how important the processor is, something that Intel makes, the engine that drives the computing experience. We'll talk about battery life, and I want it all in plain English. So that's your challenge this hour.
All right, we'll do our best to do that.
All right, again, I want to encourage callers to phone in with your questions for Casey and myself about buying a computer. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255, a free call on your cell phone. You're also eligible for that great prize, the Ladybug speaker dock for the iPod or any other MP3 player, given away to a lucky listener this hour. So let's hear from you, but we have to take a short break. When we return, we're going to dive right into our topic and into the lines to talk with our listeners. But right now it is 12:17 on the button. You know what that means. Let's check in with the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. It's 12:20. We're chatting about technology, no doubt, but we're making sense of it all. That is our goal for the hour, is to talk about what to look for when shopping for a computer in everyday plain English. We are joined by Casey Tan from Intel Canada. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And we are opening the lines. We have opened the lines and they're full already, which is great for those who have questions about buying a computer, maybe for a student in their home.
Okay.
Or maybe it's time, you know, after a couple of years, it's time to make an upgrade. And the prices are at an all-time low. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I want to remind our listeners that we have a grand prize. We're going to call somebody back randomly at the end of the show. If you, those are, that's for those who get their question on the air, of course. And if you answer the phone with our secret phrase, which is, I'll give a hug for a free ladybug, then you've won yourself the Vesta Life Ladybug Speaker Dock. This is a little speaker system for an iPod or any other MP3 player. And it's called a ladybug because the two speaker halves fold out like wings, like ladybug wings, as you can see on the box here, Casey. It's kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Nice and portable.
Yeah,
and if you got, an iPod or MP3 player, you can take it around and share the music with everyone else.
There you go. And surprisingly, despite its small size, it sounds pretty good. It's got some oomph to it. So it's valued at $120. It's courtesy of our friends at The Source by Circuit City. So that is what you can win by calling in and having your question on the air. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's start the conversation this hour with Samantha from downtown Toronto. Thanks for calling, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi there.
My question is, what's the best computer to buy for a 10 and 12-year-old?
Oh, wow. Are you using it to go back to school?
Yeah, I'm using it for research, for school and internet, and for my iPod.
Great. Oh, great. So music, a little bit of entertainment. Always, everyone needs to be on the internet practically nowadays to connect online.
So for that age, Casey, would you recommend would you recommend a laptop or a stationary desktop?
Well, it seems like Samantha's probably going to share it with her younger sibling. So I'm thinking it's probably good to have a desktop in the home so that the parents can also monitor what's going on.
Yep, great tip.
Maybe when she's a bit older in high school and to university, then she can look to getting a laptop. I think when you look at desktops, you can look at a couple different options. One is small form factor design that hides nicely in the home, or you can look at those new all-in-one designs with really big monitors. At the end of the day, you're looking for something that's going to deliver some really good performance, because part of it is going to be that research going online, so you want that fast internet connection. But the other thing is all those other elements, such as watching YouTube or listening to music or even making your own music, you need a fast processor to kind of make it happen. On top of that, you want to look at a large hard drive, a decent amount of RAM, and just enough storage to handle everything.
Right. So storage is the hard drive.
Yeah.
And that, for a laptop, it usually starts at about 80 to 120 gigabytes of space.
Yeah.
And that, if you fill up with that, you can always burn a DVD and delete it off the hard drive. But that's, we're referring to space.
Yeah.
The other type of memory is RAM, also known as system memory.
Yep.
And that regards to speed, that's related to speed, like the processor.
Not quite. So the processor really is the brain inside your computer. So it manages all those resources. So you talked about the hard drive. It'll help manage how information is written there. When we look at system memory, it's almost like a shopping list. It holds instructions waiting for the processor to make something happen.
Okay.
The larger the shopping list, the more information you can have really close to execute on.
Right.
If you have a small amount of memory, then it's going to take a little longer for everything to come from the hard drive to the processor.
So the more RAM, the better.
Yes.
Is there a certain number that you would recommend people buying?
If you look at the machines today, they probably go up to 4. I've even seen some desktops out there with 6 or 8 gigabytes of memory, which is plenty of performance that to aid in that performance.
Most laptops now, it seems they ship with 2 or 3 gigs of memory.
Yep.
And that should be enough for many, but you can always add more. That's one of those things that is easily upgradable, even on a laptop.
Yeah.
Because you don't need tools, usually it just snaps in.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can always add more when it comes to RAM, but when you think about upgrading down the road, it's easy to upgrade all those other things, but it's difficult to upgrade the processor. So you always need to think about, how can I get that best possible speed now and towards the future? And the processor really impacts everything that you do with your computer.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Gary in North York. You're on Tech Talk.
Good afternoon, Casey and Mark. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Our family's on a budget, and we're looking to buy our first desktop computer. And our daughter's going into grade 4 French immersion. So what could you recommend for us to buy as a family?
Great question. So you would also, I guess, Casey, recommend a desktop because, again, and I'm in agreement with you on this, for younger children, you can save some money on a desktop. They won't drop it like they could a laptop.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you place it in an area of the home with some high traffic, like a, you know, maybe a little kitchen nook or, you know, in a family room corner, because the parent can keep an eye on where their kids are going online. So yeah. Grade 4 is still of that age.
Yeah, no, for sure. And okay. It's great for parents to monitor. And Microsoft's done a great job putting some parental controls in Vista. Mm-hmm. And Apple's done the same thing with parental controls in their OS.
So how much
well.
Should Gary be looking to spend for a desktop computer that will last a few years for his daughter?
You know, that's really going to range depending on the performance and what the offers are in the market today. I'd say anywhere around, just for the tower only, around the $600 to $700 price point
right.
is probably going to give that good balance and performance and value.
And often you get the monitor thrown in because the prices have dropped with LCD monitors so yeah. much that you're finding big vendors like Dell and HP, they're including a 17-inch monitor.
Yeah, some of them will include maybe even up to a 20-inch monitor, wow. or 22. So the offers in there are really aggressive and the competition's huge. One of the interesting things that I probably want to suggest for Gary is check out, we've developed this buying guide on Yahoo Tech and on a site called greatcomputing.ca. And it's very interactive. It asks some specific questions on how you want to use that PC. And we've hooked up with all the top major retailers and actually pulled down the list of suggested PCs
oh,
based
on
great.
That. Yeah, because someone who needs a computer for word processing just to write essays is not going to need the same kind of computer that someone that is doing video editing or a hardcore video game or a computer gamer. They're going to need something a little bit more with some more horsepower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great. So that's greatcomputing.ca. That's some great advice as well. We're going to take a short break. We're going to return with Casey Tan from Intel in a couple of moments, get some more names under our belt so we can give somebody a holler at the end of the show to give away our grand prize. So stick with us. We will be back in a few moments. So more Tech Talk in moments. Come back to Tech Talk. Today's show is brought to you by Microsoft Zune, the next generation in portable entertainment that combines music, photos, videos, an FM radio, and wireless sharing features. The Microsoft Zune is now available. Visit zune.ca for more information. Speaking of MP3 players, we're giving away a grand prize today on Tech Talk called the Ladybug Speaker Dock. This is a portable speaker that you can use either, you know, on your night table or in your kitchen or even at a picnic. That is ideal for your portable music player, such as an iPod or a Zune or any other player, as it plays music when you don't want to listen to earbuds. Comes with a wireless remote, carrying case, AC plug, and it's a great little unit valued at $120. We're giving it away to a lucky listener. This gift, by the way, is courtesy of The Source by Circuit City. All you have to do to be eligible to win this prize is to call with a question about today's theme, which is shopping for a new computer. We're going to randomly call somebody back at the end of the show, answer the phone with today's secret phrase, which is, "I'll give a hug for a free ladybug," and then this prize is yours. That's it. So the numbers to call us on the air today, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. We are joined once again by Intel Canada's Casey Tan, who is helping us make a good decision when you're buying a new computer. Welcome back to the show, Casey.
All right, thanks.
There's a lot of confusing jargon out there. There's gigahertz and megabyte and, you know, LCD, and there's all these acronyms and buzzwords that are frankly another language to many of us.
This industry is notorious for three-letter acronyms,
yeah,
so I can imagine how confusing it was.
Yeah. CPU, RAM, I mean, it goes on and on.
It goes on and on, and you know, that the site that we set up on Great Computing, we actually created this character called Michelle that takes everyone through the definitions and what to really look for. Mm-hmm. And for us, obviously, we make the processor, and why we think a processor is really important, because the brains of your PC makes everything else happen. And today's processors, the stuff you see out there, mm-hmm. you could have one brain, you could have two brains in a computer, or you can even have four brains inside the computer. So that performance is almost endless.
So before we go to the next caller, and we have a lot of people on hold, so I just want to be brief about this. Intel started this dual core phenomenon, now as you say, quad core.
Yep.
So that basically means it's like having two engines under the hood or four engines under the hood, so your performance is enhanced that much more.
Yeah, absolutely. Computers today do many things at once. Even if you don't, if you're not doing it at the same time, a virus scan plus an instant message plus working on the internet and even web browsing, it has to handle all those tasks in a certain order. And when you have more brains, you're actually able to handle them at the same time or even faster sequentially.
Right. And when you see kids on a computer today, they're certainly multitasking.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Jason in downtown Toronto. Thanks for holding on, Jason.
No problem. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey.
Afternoon. I just bought a computer about a month and a half ago. And my question to you is, how come I keep on getting a message saying Windows is low on memory?
Okay, so thanks for the question, Jason. Casey, we often hear that, but it says usually virtual memory or something. It's probably not hard drive space he's referring to.
No.
What do you think this could be?
You know, it could potentially be RAM, or it could be something going on in the background. So he might want to check, get a professional computer technician to take a look to see if he has a virus or some type of application that's not running properly in the background. That usually is the case.
Jason, email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. Tell me who makes the computer that you bought, and I'll flip a quick note onto the company to see if I can get an answer for you. But it may require a quick phone call. And if you just bought the computer a month ago, certainly you're eligible for some technical support that could help you with your problem. But I hear that as well. It's low on system memory or virtual memory, but it's not relating to space. Because people will say, when I get this problem sent to me via email from some of our listeners, they'll say, I've got still 80 gigs of hard drive space left. Why am I getting this? But it's not referring to space. But again, another problem why computers are
so
confusing.
Many factors out there, so it makes it tough.
Let's go to Bob in downtown Toronto. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Actually, this is right up my alley because I'm in the market for buying a laptop either like today or tomorrow type thing.
Great. So do you have a question for Casey in particular?
I do indeed. I mean, what's the difference between the AMD and the delineations between Celeron, Atom, that sort of thing for like the processor?
Yeah, it's confusing. Right. So this refers to the processor.
I'm just the names. And basically what I want to do is I want to use the internet, manipulate photos at the same time, and maybe some light editing, straight cuts and crossfades.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's
all I want to do. So.
Okay. Sounds good, Bob. So listen, let's answer your first question about breaking down all the terminology, all the brand names like Pentium and Dual Core and AMD. So why don't we quickly cover that, Casey, and then what would be ideal for his situation?
Okay, so Intel develops a couple different brands of processors. Starting at our lowest level is called Atom, and then we have Celeron, Pentium Dual Core, and then Core 2 Duo.
Very confusing.
And then
back to Tech Talk. I'm joined by Intel Canada's Casey Tan. We're here to answer your questions about buying a new computer. Let's finish off, Casey, answering Bob's question. He asked, you know, there's all these words out there, these like Pentium and Celeron and Centrino and Athlon. He's confused by all the terminology. Let's explain what those brands mean. And he also asked what would be ideal for him. He does some video editing, batch conversion, and photo editing.
Yeah.
So let's start off with all there's Pentium and Centrino and Intel. So what does all that mean?
So let's go. Those are our brand names for our laptop processors or platforms. And when you're looking at kind of starting with the best, it's a platform or a brand called Centrino 2. And that means for someone like Bob, he's going to get great performance, long battery life, and built-in wireless. And those are the three elements that everyone's looking to do on their computer. Bob talked about, I need to connect to the internet. He talked about, I want to edit my photos. Mm-hmm. And he talked about, I want to do some editing.
Okay.
So having the performance and the power you need to do all those things requires a very powerful processor.
Mm-hmm.
And with our Centrino 2 platform, you're able to do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let's go to Paul in Waterdown. Hey, Paul, you're on News Talk 1010, and you're eligible for a call back at the end of the show to win this MP3 player dock.
Okay. I actually have a computer which is a couple of years old.
All right.
I'm not real computer savvy, but the one problem, it's a compact Presario with Windows XP.
Yep.
Now, as of the last few months, if I turn the computer off and then I turn it back on, there's a thing that comes up telling me that the application I'm trying to use, ScanSoft OmniPage 4 SE, blah, whatever it is,
right,
requires a CD, and then Windows Installer comes up trying to install a CD that I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like there's something in the startup that's trying to...
Yeah, it seems like it's trying to redo something that I didn't get a chance to finish before.
Yeah, you know, Paul, this for tech support related questions, I prefer to help you off the air. I think I can do a better job at doing so via email. So if it's okay, and I don't mind, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll try to help you that way. But ScanSoft is probably an application, sounds like he doesn't use, so I would uninstall that first and see if that does the trick. But you know, let's try to do the tech support questions off the air, if that's all right. TechTalk@CFRB.com, and I think I'd be able to help you better then. Let's go to Mary in Mississauga. Hi, Mary.
Hi. I'm looking to buy a laptop, and I don't know if I should go with a MacBook or Intel. All I want is a, like, wireless internet and ease of use.
Okay. So Mac versus Windows, I guess.
Yeah, so, absolutely. It's probably one of the age-old questions that going on in the market today. And it's really going to come down to what you're comfortable with. What I really encourage you is go to your local store and try out all the different laptops that are in there. Because when it comes to something as Apple versus Windows, it's going to come down to the experience and how comfortable you are with the software.
Also, when you know what you want to use it for and what programs you may want to use it for, that can also help determine which operating system you go with. Microsoft Windows supports many thousands of programs and hardware as well, accessories that you may connect to it. The Apple products come with a lot already, like iLife, which has photo editing and GarageBand for music creation and things that you likely need, but it doesn't have the wealth of support that Windows has, because Windows is 90%+ market share. So with that comes a lot more programs, including computer games as well, which are hard to find on the Mac. But I agree with Casey, and I know Casey, you're objective because Intel processors are in both Windows and Mac computers now.
Yeah.
So and you could have the best of both worlds if you wish, because the Intel based Macs can also run Windows as well.
That's
if you
right.
like in one of two ways. One's called Boot Camp, where you can choose when the computer boots up which operating system you want to use. The other one's called Parallels, where it allows you to toggle between the two.
Yep.
Personally, myself, I'm a Windows guy. I've always been a Windows guy. I have friends that love their Macs. When I'm playing on a Mac, I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just me. I'm very comfortable with the Windows environment. And you get a lot with Vista. You get a lot of built-in applications with Vista. So that's just me. But in any event, let's go to Stephanie in Oshawa. Thanks for calling, Stephanie.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering, if I buy a new laptop with Vista on it and I remove the Vista and put on XP because I like it better, is it going to void my warranty?
That's really going to depend on the manufacturer that you buy that laptop from, if they choose to support it or not.
Is there a reason, Stephanie, why you don't want Vista?
I've tried it, and I'm not that comfortable with it. I'm not that computer literate to begin with.
Mm-hmm. Because I find it handles, once you get all the upgrades, because when it came out, admittedly, it was missing a few features that became available in free downloads. And if you buy a computer today, it'll have all that already now. But I find that it's a lot more intuitive than XP after you, feature for feature. The search is much better. It's more stable. Doesn't crash. So I think, I would give it another chance before you're quick to install an older operating system. I'd give it another chance.
And one of the other things that you do get with Vista is you're maximizing the potential performance of the new computer that you're buying today, because of the fact that Microsoft will put the newer updates, the newer enhancements for newer technology out there and optimize them for that platform. So you might want to look at trying it out a little bit more before you make that final decision of going downwards.
I know a lot of people gave Windows Vista a bit of flack when it came out because some of the older programs that people use didn't work right away.
Yep.
And that usually happens when there's a new operating system every few years. But now a lot of these people that make both hardware and software, some applications, they have made updates available to work with Vista. And so that's normal when a new operating system comes out that it gets a lot of flack at first. But I would definitely give it a shot now. I would give it a shot, but there's a lot of negative press out there. Hey, let's go to Adam in Thornhill. Thanks for calling, Adam.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fine, good. Thank you.
I've got a question. My mother is 63. She's never had a computer in the house before, so she doesn't really know what she would use it for, but she knows she needs to have a computer in the house, at least for emailing, internet access. So I know I've listened to the show before. I know, Mark, you've talked about your mother. Maybe you could both kind of chime in here and help me what I should be looking for as far as getting a first home computer for my mother.
Yeah, and I think all of us run into this.
She needs a laptop.
Yeah, okay. No, for sure. So that's a really interesting question, because recently, maybe a month ago, there's this new whole type of laptop that's come on the market that we call netbooks.
Okay.
That you see on the market. And the neat thing about netbooks is that they're much more affordable. They bring the price down, but they have the performance to let you just go on the internet. So it's not about storing a ton of photos or storing a ton of music.
Or playing games.
Or playing games.
The only caveat is that for someone who's new to computers, and I think he said his mother was 63, the netbooks are typically smaller than the other ones, and it might not be as comfortable to use as a bigger, a full-size keyboard.
So the ergonomics are definitely going to be a little different.
That's what comes to mind for me. I would definitely, I would recommend a laptop because, it gives her the freedom to move around, maybe keep it on the kitchen table or, keep it in another room in the home. And definitely get wireless, but that's going to require a wireless router, which you may not be familiar with, but they're relatively inexpensive, as low as $20.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, another thing to think about is how heavy do you want that laptop to be and what type of battery life you want on it. So if you go to the Great Computing website that we've been talking about today, you'll have a chance to see all the different sizes and laptops that are available on the market.
Thanks, Adam. Great question. And Casey, our guest is Casey Tan from Intel. We're going to take another break, but when we return, we're going to go back to the lines and, of course, get ready for a grand prize giveaway, which is the Vestalife Ladybug MP3 player dock. So stick with us. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk. To Tech Talk, this show is sponsored by Microsoft Zune. That's Z-U-N-E. The next generation in portable entertainment that combines music, photos, videos, a radio, and wireless sharing features. The Microsoft Zune is now available in stores, but you can visit zune.ca to learn more about them. Speaking of MP3 players, we are giving away a docking system, a docking station for really any MP3 player. It's a speaker that's portable called the Ladybug from Vestalife. You can put it fits an iPod and comes with different connectors. So it also charges up your iPod. But if you have a Zune or a Sony Walkman or a Samsung MP3 player like the P2, you simply connect it to the back. And you can listen to your music through these little speakers. It's called the Ladybug because the speakers fold out like ladybug wings. We're giving away the silver model, and it's yours for answering the phone. If you've got, we're going to call somebody back in a few minutes. If you have your question on the air today, you're eligible for a call back. We're talking with Intel's Casey Tan about what to look for when shopping for a new computer as we are gearing back for the classroom, heading back to the classroom and gearing into school here. Thanks again for joining us, Casey.
And thanks for having me.
Let's go back to the lines. I know Katya has been waiting for a while. Thanks for holding, Katya.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
We're looking into getting a laptop for my daughter. Now, she's crazy about the Apple, Apple Book.
Yep, MacBooks.
Right, MacBooks, sorry.
No, it's all good.
See, there we go.
Apple Book is fine.
Computer literate people. So
that's fine.
I'm just wondering about battery life, because I keep hearing that it's not that great with those particular ones. Could you maybe fill me in on battery life?
And that's often an overlooked feature that I think is so important in laptops. Casey, I don't use MacBook, so I couldn't comment on the problem with battery life, but maybe you can talk about what to look for when you're shopping for one to ensure you get good battery life.
Yeah, no, for sure. Apple tries to keep it really simple for consumers. There's only three or four to choose from, so it's hard to tell what the battery life's going to be. But a couple weeks ago, we actually did a focus group with a bunch of students, and one of the tests that we did was a battery life test to watch a DVD. And actually, the MacBook was very competitive and stayed with all the other Windows Vista-based PCs, all the new PCs out there. So battery life is going to be very comparable to what you'd probably go out and expect out there.
I know you work for Intel, so it's easy for you to plug this, but I'll do it because I'm very impressed with the Core 2 Duo processors, the laptops that have that dual core from Intel, because I find that not only, and miraculously, while the processor is so much faster, and you do notice this, but miraculously, not only is it faster, but the battery life is better, which you would think would be the opposite.
Yeah.
So I travel a lot. I do a lot of transcontinental flights to LA, to Vegas, to San Francisco, good 5-hour flight. And now that I have a Dell laptop with dual core technology, I find it lasts the entire flight and then some, compared to a single core, which would only give me about 2-3 hours.
Yeah, and that really comes down to performance, because of the fact that the processor is getting those tasks done faster. And then once it finishes a task, it actually goes down back to a low power state. So when you're able to do it faster and go back to that low power state faster, your battery life actually lasts longer.
Very cool. If you want to learn more about what we're talking about and how to best decide what type of computer is for you, greatcomputing.ca is the website.
That's right.
That Intel has built to help you decide which processor is ideal for you and what laptop screen size is for you. And it'll even recommend some models, which is great. But now it's 12:55, so we want to call somebody back to see if they remember the secret phrase that I gave out three or so times, and they will win our grand prize. So, Dwayne Bishop, if you don't mind dialing a lucky listener, they have to remember the phrase when they answer the phone. I know it's cold, but we know we're going to move on if they don't remember it. Let's see. Oh, no. I guess they left the phone. We'll give it one more ring.
I'll give a hug for a free ladybug.
Hey, there you go. Congratulations.
Oh, I won.
Yeah, who's this?
Adam in Thornhill.
Congratulations. You are the winner of the Vesta Life Ladybug Speaker Dock, courtesy of our friends at The Source by Circuit City. There you go. I'm going to put you on hold, tell you how to pick up the grand prize. Casey Tan from Intel, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is a lot of fun.
Very informative chat. If you'd like any more information, email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. A big thank you to Jill Malboff, our screener, and Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, for pushing all the right buttons today. And stay tuned, because coming up on News Talk 1010, we've got the Buddha Lounge after 1 p.m., which is, of course, after the news. And stay tuned for Mark Carcasol. He's got some breaking news for you as well. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk, everyone. Have a great Sunday afternoon.